Welcome to Dylan Talks Tone. Welcome to the Just Gonna Say It podcast here on Tuesday afternoon. It is good to see everybody and hang out with you all. This is kind of one of the things that we've been doing every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to thank everybody for subscribing to the channel, listening to the podcast. I'm not sure if you know this or not, but the podcast is actually available. It will be available tomorrow, probably, on all of the major podcast outlets. So Spotify, Apple, Google, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's very cool. So make sure that if you are not into watching long videos and you just want to watch it as a podcast, you're able to do that. We actually are really stoked because we have a whole bunch of cool new things to talk about, including an entire new podcast setup. Actually, we're using the Mackie DLZ creator that Sweetwater sent me, and so you're going to see a full video about that on the channel here pretty soon. And really, really enjoying using this thing. I've been testing it over the last few days. It's pretty cool. So we don't have any sponsors for this particular episode of the Just Gonna Say It podcast. So I would also like to invite you to go over to DylanTalksTone.com and check out everything that we have there. We are a pickup builder. We just added to the entire arsenal electronics parts. In fact, that's kind of an inspiration for what we're going to talk about today, because we did a video yesterday. It talked all about the various electronics parts that go into a guitar and which ones are quality and which ones are not. And one of the biggest things that came up yesterday was, this is all doesn't make any sense because I didn't pay attention to the video properly and didn't listen to what you were actually saying. But the conclusion of that being, if you don't have some sort of like graph to look at, I can't tell if the tone is different and therefore what you're saying is dumb. That's kind of a synopsis of a lot of the comments yesterday. So we're going to get into that. I titled this thing, "The Color of Your Guitar is More Important," or just as important, more important probably, to the tone of your guitar than any of this other stuff. And we're going to get into why. I feel very strongly about this, that people are focusing on the wrong things when it comes to enjoying playing guitar. And we're going to talk about what makes up tone on an electric guitar. We're going to talk about what we can do to affect that, how we document it, how we test it, and what we do put into all of this work so that we can share this information with you. But in the end, the color that you pick for your guitar is going to be more important than any of this. And so we're going to get into that. Yeah. Let's see here and go through the chat really fast. Check, check, check. Making sure. Let's see. Doesn't Alpha make high quality pots as well as cheap ones? They do. They do make high quality pots, but the ones that you see most of the time in inexpensive guitars. So this is the thing, okay? When you watch a video on YouTube, we need to do, I always say this, we need to do a video that talks about how to watch a video on YouTube, okay? When we say these pots that are normally found in inexpensive guitars are constructed this way, and these better ones are better because of this. This is not an absolute statement in saying that every Alpha pot ever made is crap. It just so happens that Alpha pots were in that guitar yesterday. They could have been other made in China pots. They could have been other, inexpensive pots from any number of brands. It doesn't matter. In an inexpensive guitar that is only $250 or $300, this is what you will commonly find, no matter what brand it is. I don't care what brand it is. So yeah, very, very, you know, trying to be super specific about this stuff and be super helpful about it. Your volume is very low. Interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, give me a second here. Let's try this. I'm still working on this thing. All right, let's try that. A little closer to unity gain there and boost this up just a little bit. And yeah, that should be better. Let me know what you think of that. Okay. And, you know, it's running a compressor and it's running a de-esser and that sort of stuff. So I'm still kind of playing with all of that stuff. Yeah. Let's see. I'm just going through some of these various comments. Yeah, I feel like the volume is really good. I mean, we're running right at zero when I look at all the meters. Everything seems amazing, and everything seems like it normally is when we normally do these videos. I'm looking at my output volume and stuff. Okay, so the color of your guitar is more important than pots and caps and all this stuff. So here's the deal. When we look at... grab my coffee. When we look at a video like we did yesterday, when we look at any guitar and we're trying to kind of determine the quality of the signal that comes through it, the quality of the components, and that sort of thing, the number one thing that comes up in these conversations is, well, if you can't show me some frequency response graph, then I don't believe you and you're just trying to sell things. Okay, first of all, let's get this out of the way. I am trying to sell things. That's how I make a living. YouTube doesn't pay the bills. I actually sell pickups for a living. That's what I do. If you don't like that, go pound sand. Go to a different YouTube channel. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care. That is, first of all, let's just be super clear. I'm very transparent about that. Second of all, when you look at a signal from, when you look at a signal from a guitar, okay, I think what people are expecting is to see some sine wave and some graph and then be able to show like an EQ curve, right? They're like, I want to see an EQ curve that says that this pot shaves off highs and I can see that line drop off, or, you know, you guys are mirrored to me, so this line drop off, and so that the highs are cut. If I can't see that, I don't believe you. Here's the problem. We do not work or live in a laboratory. Guitar signal does not look like a perfect sine wave. It does not look like a graphic equalizer. Okay? It does not look like this perfectly tuned graphic equalizer line that everyone thinks that they're envisioning or thinks that I can reproduce for a video. What happens is, because we're using compression, not us, but natural compression, you know, like a P90 into a Princeton, for example, or the things that YouTube does to it too, although I could probably capture that before it gets to YouTube, obviously. But when you strike a note on a guitar, it's this crazy, wild-looking, squiggly thing. And you can play around with your tone knob, and that crazy-looking squiggly thing doesn't really change in how it looks in any meaningful way that can be translated. Now, in a lab with a proper spectrum analyzer that I cannot afford, you could most definitely get to that. You could do it with an oscilloscope. But here's the problem. Just because you can see it doesn't mean you can hear it. And this is the thing that I always talk about. People say, I want to see it on a graph. Why do you need to see it on a graph? If you can hear it, you can hear it. If you can't, you can't. End of story. And here's the cool part about it. That might be good. What if you can't afford to put new pots in your guitar? What if you can't afford to make upgrades on your guitar, but you can't hear the difference anyway? Then you've just saved yourself the money. So no big deal. You don't have to buy anything because your ear is in tune with your guitar and your instrument is a satisfying piece of equipment to you. Therefore, win-win. If you can't hear it, there's no point in seeing it on a graph. In fact, my intention would never be to show you something and then make you think you need something that you don't need. So if you can't hear it, there's no point. It doesn't matter. It's totally fine. Now, can I hear it? Yes, most of the time. Not all of the time. It depends. So all of these things are cumulative. So if we have 250K cheap pots in a guitar with a bat, you know, with a really inexpensive pickup, and we use a really cheap cable, and then we make a change like replace a tone pot and a volume pot. Are you going to hear that? Probably not, because the pickup isn't really going to be making the frequencies that you want to hear in the first place. The cable's probably stealing some of that signal. And it's all cumulative. So you can't just say, well, and I'm not implying that you can say, change one component and you are all of a sudden going to have tone of the century. That's not how it works. Everything's kind of cumulative. All these things make little differences. However, most of the time, most people don't hear these differences. They are purely academic to an extent. When you then play for an extended period of time, because everybody's like, well, just play the guitar. If you practice more, then you just won't make any difference. The thing is, the more you practice, the more trained your ear is going to be, and the more you will be able to notice. And then you go, oh, now I can hear this difference that I couldn't hear anymore, and I could only see it on paper. I'll give you an example. If you look at an inexpensive guitar cable that is 50 picofarads per foot capacitance, and you look at the guitar cables that I use that are 19 picofarads per foot capacitance, okay? In certain rigs, the cable that I use, you would not be able to hear the difference because there's so many other things going on there that it just would make it not matter. If you don't have the ear for it, it's possible that it might not matter. But then at some point, you gain the experience and you understand, and then all of a sudden, you plug in a 19 picofarad per foot cable and you go, oh, wow, it feels like my amp had a burlap sack over it the whole time, and now I've got all this sound I didn't know I had. And this is in no way to talk down to anyone to say, oh, you don't have the ear, so you can't hear it. I hear people do that in the comments all the time, and it really pisses me off. Like saying, well, I can hear it. You might not be able to hear it, but I can hear it. That's not at all what we're saying. What we're saying is, it's just like wine. It's just like beer. It's just like scotch. It's like coffee. It's like anything else. When you first get started on something, you may not be able to discern the finer nuances of those sorts of things. But as you go along, you will continue to gain experience, and you will probably, or maybe not, maybe not. You might just be totally cool with playing whatever you want. Doesn't matter. And I say fantastic, because that means you're content with what you have and you're going to save yourself a lot of money. Like, you know what I mean? That's totally awesome. But there are also people who become more and more and more discerning over time, and they go, oh, you know, or maybe just because of the sense of exploration of it. Like, okay, I want to try a thing. Oh, let me try this cable. Let me try these caps. Does it make any difference? No, I can't really tell. Okay, those go back in a drawer. You know, and you're kind of on this constant kind of exploration mode where you're always, that's where I'm at, where I'm always trying new stuff. You know, a new thing comes out, a new kind of nut comes out, a new kind of pot comes out. I'm going to buy it because I'm going to try it. It's not that I think it's going to make some major difference in my guitar tone, but I just am very, I want to explore it. And then, of course, I want to share it with you. But that's, if I didn't even know I have a YouTube channel, before there was a YouTube, I've always been this way, just completely wanting to explore everything all the time. You know what I mean? So that's the spirit in which we do this stuff. In order to, and I think what people kind of get twisted is, there's no proving anything to anybody, right? Because we all have different ears. We all hear different things. And so we all have different discernments to what we like. You know, some people really like Beats headphones. I can't stand them because I don't like the amount of bass that they have. They have way too much bass for me. Some folks, as they age, they start to lose certain frequencies and they need to boost certain things more. We all hear things differently. So this is not about proving a thing. This is more so about understanding what's out there so that you can make a proper choice. Where does the color of the guitar come into this? Okay. And this is something that I think is really important beyond understanding what pot goes. Now, I want you to come to the website and buy pickups, and I want you to come to the website and buy the parts that go along with them so you can have the best experience possible. Like, you know, if you have an inexpensive guitar and you're upgrading it and you buy a set of DAFs from me, I would recommend that you do buy a new set of pots for it, because you'll get the most out of it, right? It's for an extra few bucks, it will get the most of the potential of those pickups out of it. So for that purpose, that does make sense. But where I think it's really important is your comfort on the instrument. And this is why I say, I think the color of the guitar means more than this, more to your tone than any of this stuff. This stuff can be learned. This stuff can be appreciated slowly over time. These small changes can be made. The problem is that if you do not like to play guitar, if you do not feel inspired to play guitar, if you do not enjoy playing guitar, then all this other nerdery does not matter. It just doesn't matter. So if you don't like what color your guitar is, if you don't like how the finish feels, if you don't like how those things grab you, if you don't like how it looks, if you don't like my strap doesn't match, I don't care how vain that is. It doesn't matter. This is a hobby. We should have what we want in our hobby, or especially for those that really care about this for, you know, I mean, for me, it's a mental health thing. Like, I have to have music, right? So if it's this important to you, then have what you want. Take the time and get it. And if you don't like the color of your guitar, if you don't like how it feels, if you don't like how the neck feels, if you don't like how the finish feels, all those things, those are going to affect your guitar playing way more than some little roll-off that I can't even show you on a graphic equalizer, because it's so minute that you may never even be able to hear it, because you're not actually playing your guitar. You're playing video games because you don't like the color of your guitar, or because you don't like how the neck feels or whatever. Correct those things first. Play enough to come to these conclusions on your own. Don't let me tell you what pots you should get for your guitar. That's not the intention of any of this stuff. The intention of it is to share the information with you so that when you come to a spot where you're like, oh, I need to make a change, let me make sure I make the right one. You may never get there, but you'll certainly never get there if you don't like what color your guitar is. It's really important. People go way off about the wrong stuff, because you and I both know that we can all have fun on a $200 guitar. All of us. We all can. If we like playing guitar. If you're a gear snob, that people accuse me of being all the time, then you won't have fun playing on a $200 guitar, because you're more worried about what's on the peg head. You're more worried about, what kind of pots does this have? Oh, this is plastic wire. This is not vintage enough, whatever. All that stupid crap. You and I, who are true guitar enthusiasts, will have fun on a guitar that we find at a pawn shop. Doesn't matter. Slow bike, fast bike. It's more fun to ride a slow bike fast than it is to ride a fast bike slow. Doesn't matter. Cheap guitar, expensive guitar, doesn't matter. We can have fun because we are true guitar enthusiasts. However, if we want to be inspired, then that's where we take it to the next level and be like, you know what? I don't like the color of my guitar. I don't like the fact that the finish on this Epiphone is too sticky. I'd rather have a Gibson because I want lacquer. You know, for no other reason. There is vanity involved in this. As much as you don't want to admit it, or as much as you don't think it affects your tone, all I care about is tone, that is a bunch of crap. Because if you don't like the guitar, you're not going to play it, and that affects your tone. All right, let's see. I steal wool all of my necks. Cool. Yeah, same. Hang on. Let me, I'm going to adjust my microphone really quick. There we go. Now I can see the screen when you guys comment and we can chat. I love this. Aesthetics rule everything we buy. I agree. And, you know, of course, a lot of these people, like all these, you know, anti-Gibson people and stuff are like, it's not worth X amount of dollars more just because it has binding or just because, I mean, it does though. If I don't want it, I don't want it. If I do want it, I want it. And if I have this much money in my hand and it is enough to buy this guitar that I want, then that guitar is worth it. If it is not worth it to you, then I'm sure there will be another guitar that's three or four down from there. I don't mean down in price. I mean down the wall, you know, like over here instead of this one, that you have a stack of money in your hand and you will go buy that one instead. Totally cool. And I think it's great. But I think that is more important than what pots you have in your guitar. I mean, as much as I want you to buy pots from us, and as much as I want you to buy pickups from us, if you don't enjoy what you have already, then I'm not going to make you enjoy it. And I think that's something that, I mean, I've built my entire business on this, that I want you to have the thing that takes your stuff to the next level and your playing and your enjoyment to the next level. But you already have to enjoy it in the first place. If you are, and this is why I don't like it when people just call me concerned about price. Because if they're concerned more about price than they're concerned about enjoyment, then I can't help you. Because I just can't. It's all about maximizing the enjoyment. Now, price comes into it, obviously. But maximizing the enjoyment. And that's why I think, that's why I make that kind of, it's, I know it's a generalized statement, but the color matters more. Because when I walk down a street, you know, when I come in here and I grab a pocket knife, I'm going to go out later tonight. I got some stuff I got to do. And I come over here and I grab a pocket knife off the wall. It's going to match. It's going to match my whatever, you know, and that might not matter to you, but it matters to me. It's my thing. I like it. When I choose a pen to go in my notepad for the day, when I take my, I got a journal, it goes in my backpack. I pick a pen based on how it makes me feel that day, the color, the whatever. The guitar should do the same thing. I mean, you know, and if you only have one, that's okay. Only one guitar, only one $200 guitar, it's totally fine. But when you should want to pick that guitar up, you know, that's what's important more than anything. It's super important. In a perfect world, there would only be Les Pauls sold by Gibson and nothing else. And if you couldn't afford $2,500 for that, then I'm sorry, I guess you don't deserve to play this instrument. Well, that's what this world is. I don't say deserve. Deserve, I don't like that word in this context, because I think there's a lot of people who are in a situation where they just can't spend that much money for a guitar. And I don't know that that's necessarily about deserving. That's, you know, not everybody starts on the same starting line. So I wouldn't go that far. That gets into a whole socioeconomic conversation. But in principle, I do understand what you're saying, but it is what it is. I spent $3,100 for a Les Paul. They're $2,999 now. Okay. So mine was a slash. So it was a couple hundred bucks more. If you can't afford one, you have to play something else. That's the way the world is now. That's what it is. And you are not playing a Les Paul. Well, you're playing a Les Paul, I guess, but you're playing an Epiphone. It's totally fine. Great guitars. I ordered some. I have some Epiphones coming. I think it's awesome. There's nothing wrong with any guitar. The problem is that people compare too much stuff. Allow each instrument to stand on its own. 100%. Don't compare it with something else. Is this just as good as that? No, it's not. But that's okay. It's totally fine. Just let it be what it is. Just let it be what it is. And if you are a person who cannot afford a Gibson, just be that person. I couldn't afford one for a long time. I'd save up like for a long time to get one. None of us start out being able to afford them, really. I mean, for the most part, we got to make choices and do things and work and mow lawns and do whatever we got to do to get what we want. So, you know, it's not about that. It's about enjoying what you're doing. I think that's really important. Jimmy Page has a $50,000 double neck you can have. I don't want that guitar. And you can always buy a used guitar. Absolutely. 100%. Let's see. Yeah, no shaming of anybody. Exactly. I just don't think... I wish guitar players wouldn't do it to each other. I think pots matter. They need to taper properly. I agree. I definitely agree. Headstock shape turns a lot of people off and they pass on a great guitar. So, you know what's interesting about that is then Gibson makes an Epiphone with a headstock shape. Epiphone makes a guitar with a Gibson headstock shape and everybody flips out. Like, it's not the headstock shape. It's the fact that you don't have the headstock shape that you think you deserve. Because it's more money than you are willing or able to spend. And guitar stuff is the only place that I know that that happens. I don't know why. I think it's because guitar players associate the instrument that they have so, it's like chained to our ability to, right? So like, how good am I? And you do it in front of other people. So how do I look in front of other people? It's so, the guitar is so chained to your self-worth that, it gets totally out of context and totally misrepresented in my opinion. It doesn't happen really with anything else. You know, at this time, I cannot buy a Porsche 911. I really want one. I really want one. I currently drive an Audi. I used to drive and still would Volkswagens. I do not look down on a person who can afford a 911 where I cannot. I do not say that my Audi is just as good as a 911 because it is not. I am not ashamed of the fact that I do not drive a 911, even though it's what I want. I'm not ashamed that I would drive a Volkswagen, even though a 911 is what I really want. None of that stuff. I mean, I do not understand that mentality because that's what it is with guitars. There is a status that gets associated and then completely like conflated with self-worth. And then therefore, when you are seen with a particular shape headstock or something on that headstock, then all of a sudden you feel a certain type of way about it. Then all of a sudden somebody else doesn't deserve what they have because you don't have it. That's BS. That's not a good human being. End of story. And then it comes all the way back around to pots and caps. because it's the same kind of mentality. Well, I have cheap pots, and now you're telling me that expensive pots are better. How dare you? Well, they are better. Okay. Science, engineering, cost of goods, they're better. Does that mean that you cannot enjoy what you currently have? No. That's you. That's in your head, not me, telling you the difference between the contact size of a small alpha pot versus a CTS pot. You can see very clearly in a macro shot that I provide for you the superiority of this product over this one. There's no arguing it. Does that mean that you need to enjoy your affinity base any less? No. You should enjoy it just as much as before you learned it. Especially if you're a person who cannot yet, say yet, because I know that everybody's on a journey and everybody's growing, appreciate the difference between the two tonally. Nothing wrong with that. We're all on a journey and we're all learning. So this is not a condescending thing. This is not any of that stuff. This is literally like, these are the difference between these two things. Now, if you watch the video and you feel somehow attacked, or if you feel that your self-worth has been attacked because now you find out that you have a lesser, quote unquote, lesser product than another one, then next week's sponsor of this podcast, I'll have a link for you. It's just really important to not worry about that stuff and just play your guitar. What's interesting is I've said over and over, this is why I did not want to make these videos anymore, because this is what it turns into. I'm not wrong. I mean, if we're going to judge how well something works by nothing more than the price of the item, then anyone can just make garbage and charge outrageous prices and people will assume they're the best. But that's not what's happening. That's not what's happening. That may appear. So here's the thing about a statement like that. I understand what you're saying. But what gets lost in that generalization is what is actually going into a product. And on this channel, that's what we try to do, is give you what goes into that. So when we do a video that talks about the difference between a Gibson Les Paul and an Epiphone Les Paul, for example, and I give you quantifiable things, okay? Wood sourcing, parts sourcing. We didn't actually get into cost of labor. In that video, we were only doing the physical differences between the guitars. Those extra things don't just jump on the guitar by themselves. Those features, those materials, those costs of materials, binding doesn't jump on a neck by itself. Somebody has to do it, which means it costs an amount of money. And those things are exponential. You know, just because a binding's 15 cents or 20 cents doesn't mean that you should just up the price of the guitar 15 or 20 cents. It's probably going to go up $600 or $700 because of the labor and the time and all of the stuff involved in it. I really liked the PRS factory tour video, because when you really start to look at the things that are outside of the actual guitar itself, you start to understand why those guitars are cost so much. The infrastructure involved to make these guitars what they are. What do they have, like 6 or 12 rooms to pre-kiln dry wood when it gets there, after it's already been kiln dried, and it's all, you know, that floor space costs money. The electricity costs money. The equipment costs money. All those things cost money. So, and then the person that they have that like selects the tops and then writes on it, this is going to be for a blue guitar, this is going to be for a red guitar, this is going to be for, like, the care that goes into that and the manpower and the time to give a product, and it doesn't matter, to tell you the truth, it doesn't matter on the other end. That might just be for Paul Reed Smith's own gratification. I just want to know that this much work is going into each of these guitars. Is it going to make the guitar more expensive? Yes, but I don't care. I want it to be that way. We have things about our products that are that way too. Where we get our magnets, where we get our wire, and some other things, and our processes around here. The time that we put into them, the equipment that we have for them, that makes them scalable, that makes them repeatable, it costs money. I mean, the magnetizer that I use to magnetize magnets costs almost $900. You know, like those kind of things that you never see in a pickup, the way our website works, so that people can order parts, so that people can track their orders, so that people can do all those customer service things, the chat, all that stuff. It all costs money. And so a guitar is not just, you know, well, it's not $5,000 more tone. No, it's not. It's a lot of other things worth that amount of money. Yeah, I mean, no check mark. If you're skeptical of stuff, then just buy what you want. But what I would tell you is, you're not doing anything for the community by talking down to other people who feel differently than you. I won't. You can feel however you want about it. It's totally fine. Play a guitar. Go get one. I don't care what it is. And go to an open mic night. Play some stuff. Enjoy it. Be proud of it. But don't talk to anybody else about why you feel that way, because it doesn't serve any good. I'm going to still buy a Gibson, and I don't care what you say. So, that sounds harsh, but I also, if you buy a Harley Benton, I'm going to be totally fine with that too. But that's a big corporation with government subsidized labor and all kinds of other crazy things, you know, and you could skip the corporation altogether. You could go to Texas Toast Guitars and buy a Challenger over here, but because they don't have the scalability involved, you're still going to pay $2,500 or $3,000. You'll know where your money's going, so that's cool. But it doesn't save you any money. Skipping the corporation doesn't save you any money when you're trying to get a quality instrument. And if you think that going to China and paying $300 for a Chinese guitar is skipping a corporation, you should learn about Chinese economics. That's all I'm saying. And I wouldn't even talk down to anybody about how they get to that conclusion, but just make sure you educate yourself, you know? It would be an interesting thought experiment if Epiphone and Squire were separated from the Gibson and Fender umbrella. I would conjecture that they would both be praised for a lot. So here's the thing about that, though. They are very separate. Squire more than Epiphone. Epiphone is more under the Gibson umbrella. Squire is a lot more independent. And what I mean by that is most of the Squire guitars, and I know this for a fact, I have had the conversations with the people that buy the wood and make the decisions. Okay, so I have a little bird that I can call. He's probably watching the video right now. Three J Music. I just bought my first Texas Toast guitar. Thanks in part to you. I can't wait for it to arrive. Exactly. Cool. Thanks, man. That's cool. I'm glad. I want them to succeed. I love those guys, and they make a great, I'm telling you, that guitar, I got it right here. It's phenomenally good. Great point about facilities cost. Many people never consider that. so many times. I've had to. Yep, it's true. Yep. Okay, so the squire thing. Squires are interesting because they are designed by Fender, but the factories are not owned by Fender. They use, I believe, the last time somebody told me, it was a few months ago, 22 different factories to make all the stuff in Asia. And for example, we've talked about this before. They're designed by Fender. So what that means is the overall thing is looks like a Fender, right? But the guitars, when they say, okay, we want the classic vibe to be $599 and we want it to look like this and we want it to be inspired by this. The reason it's NATO wood and not alder is because if they wanted alder, they would have to spend more money. They don't get a choice in where the wood comes from, what the wood even is. They build to a price, okay? So those guitars are built to a price by an outside factory. The guitars are designed by Fender, and it's overseen by Fender. But when it comes to the specifics of the guitar and where the hardware comes from, that's they don't get a choice. That's why like the Fender Stratasonic thing came accidentally with Epiphone bridge on it because they bought them from the same supplier. Like Fender didn't know that until they started showing up here. So they aren't totally connected. PRS has a lot more that with Cortec that, you know, Cortec owns the factory there where PRS stuff is made, but they have a lot more control because of the arrangement that they have. And the other thing that can happen with a lot of these factories, like for Squire, for example, is if, and I know this happened, right after COVID, you know, they built tons and tons of guitars, way too many Squires, right? The problem is if they were to say, okay, we don't want you to make as many, they would lose their spot. So like, because the factory's not owned by Fender, does not have any affiliation really with Fender, they just have their guitars built there. Then if I'm another guitar maker, I'm waiting in line for a slot to have my guitars built at this factory. And if Fender was to say, you know what, cut off this Squire line because we sold so many of them that we have too many of them. Well, they're going to shut that line down and then they're going to call me and say, hey, we have an opening. Then if Fender needs more guitars, they're going to be like, oh, no, that opening got closed by somebody else. So you just lost your spot. So Fender has to keep making guitars. Otherwise, they lose their production spot more or less. It happened after COVID and it changed. They had to change a bunch of stuff. I was talking to a couple of people that know what they know about that stuff. But that's when we talk about dependence between the two, that's one of the things that I remembered talking to them about. Let's see. Oh, and no checkmark games is a Harley Benton guy. That's cool. That's cool. And I think he's got four of them. So, you know, supporting a Chinese corporation instead of another one. No big deal. But that's none of my business. Let's see here. Hang on 1 second. Leslie's leaving me to go do some stuff. Yeah, these are all very cool conversations to have. I really like having these. I really like having these conversations because a lot of it is ignorance, and I don't mean the intentional ignorance. I mean, I mean the positive kind of, like, where, oh, I didn't know that. You know what I mean? Like, if I say, oh, I didn't know that. Like, I want to learn the thing and I want to do the thing and I want to find out. This is like constant education about this stuff. I've completely changed how I feel about various things because of learning stuff. And I think it's really important to have these conversations every week. I know people don't like having these conversations. I know people don't like this podcast sometimes because they say, oh, you're so negative and whatever. I'm like, I'm not. Guitar players are terrible about this crap. Not because they're always doing it on purpose, though. I think it's literally like just it's a state of mind for, you know, because we just don't know. We only see, most of us, you know, I do this stuff every day and I literally get up in the morning and I educate myself on this stuff because I have to. But the average consumer of anything in any area of life usually sees a commercial, buys a thing. These days, sees an Instagram ad, buys a thing. Doesn't know where that Temu thing comes from. Doesn't know where that Wish.com thing comes from. Doesn't know where Kleenex comes from. Doesn't know where anything comes from. All of a sudden, somebody says, did you know? And they go, oh, well, I didn't. But the problem is with guitar stuff, we go back to the self-worth issue because your self-worth is so tied up in your art because it's an art outlet for us. Then all of a sudden, this dude that has 4 Harley Bentons feels attacked. And maybe you don't. And maybe you don't. You're totally fine. I'm just saying some people do. And so, you know, that's what happens. And it's not anything about that. So I really am glad that most of you who are here today, we have 121 people here listening to this thing right now. I think it's fantastic. I think it's really, really good that we have a conversation about these things every day. Dar Pope, you just bring up a really important point. He says, best live chat I've ever heard. That's not the really important point, but thank you. You are a real person. Yes. Who stands on the ground, but acknowledges aspirations higher than the clouds. This is something I wish guitar players especially would absolutely embrace, and they don't enough. Aspirations. People don't like it when I talk about how much stuff costs. But the reality of it is, none of us could afford anything. We all started the same naked ass baby, right? Now, I am Native American. I am of a minority population, and I will tell you that not everybody gets the same starting line in life. Without getting too far into that or any kind of bitterness or conversation or about that, we know that is true. So, some people start out at Squire and Harley Benton money, and some people start out at Gibson money. I do get that. I do get that. But the majority of us, myself included, we did not start out at Gibson money. But that doesn't mean we can't dream. So for everybody who is like, cheap guitars are better and I'll never be able to afford whatever, you just need to stop thinking like that. And I'm not saying that thoughts alone will change your lot in life. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that if you look at others more positively, it will come back to you. If you're not constantly in the comments being like, yeah, your expensive guitar, blah, 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 quit that crap. Just be positive about what you have. I will be positive about what you have. You be positive about what I have. And the whole entire community will raise up. It will. It will absolutely, you know, the whole ship will rise. And I think I really believe that. And I personally, I have faith in people. And I have faith in the fact that 99% of everybody everywhere is super cool and just wants to play guitar. And that a large percentage of consumers do not have the education about the products that they use every day that they need to make good decisions. and to understand what's really happening. If you really understood, and I don't get into politics on this channel, but I'm just going to make this statement so that you can use it as a basis for your own research. But if you understood how the CCP interacts with a company like Harley Benton, you would understand why and how those guitars can only be $200. The bottom line is they are subsidizing the labor, which is basically slavery. So, again, we don't need to talk about politics here. I only want to say that so that you can just use that as, if you're interested, to say that as a basis to be like, I'm going to go look into this a little more. And will that inform your purchasing decision? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know, but we just put the information out there. That's what we do. That's what we do every week. And I think it's really important to be able to do that. Just make music and have fun. Absolutely. And you know, we brought up this whole thing at the beginning of this conversation about the color of your guitar, but I would much rather have a conversation about the color of your guitar than any of this other crap. You know, we joke about it, right? Like we joke about Facebook groups being like, what color pickguard should I put on my Telecaster? Like it's the dumbest thing. But I would much rather have that conversation than a lot of this other stuff. Like which one is better and this one's just as good as that one. And now I'm going to argue because you like attacked my self-worth because I play a Squire. No, I don't care about that. What color is your Squire? What pickguard did you want to change it over to? What strings are you using? Anything like that. Those are the conversations we need to be having to inspire each other. And when you go to DylanTalksTone.com and you buy pickups and you buy anything from me, whether it's a coaster or a t-shirt or a hat, or a set of pickups, I just want you to be inspired to play. That's it. That's all I care. I will tell you, somebody said something in a comment last Thursday about my ego or something, or I have small penis syndrome or whatever. And it's really funny because it could be further from the truth. I don't like being in front of people at all. I'm not performative whatsoever. So even when I play guitar live, my bandmates are always like, dude, you need to like not just stand there. And I'm like, I'm playing guitar. I'm enjoying myself. This is all I know how to do. So this is not performative either. If you stopped over here right now, we would have this same conversation in the same tone of voice, in the same everything. Maybe not with the compression in the de-esser because I wouldn't use a microphone and I wouldn't have headphones on. But other than that, we would be doing exactly the same thing. And I hope that people get that because that's what we need. And I'm glad that you are all here doing the same thing. This is really, really cool. Let's see. Oh, we got a super chat. Hang on. I got a new super chat noise. Oh, hang on. There we go. Super chat. Black and tobacco sunburst is boring. Bright colors are where it's at. You know, I've never really been a fancy wood guy. I'm a paint everything person. I have a tobacco sunburst guitar, but it was a gift a long time ago. I do have one. Do I have any fancy wood guitars right now? Oh, my Les Paul. Duh. My Les Paul's a AAA top. It's really nice. But the only reason is because it's a little slash. I wouldn't have bought a burst otherwise. Because Leslie wanted it. I would have bought a gold top. But Leslie's like, I really want the November burst. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'll get that. I'll just get a burst gold top later. No big shake. Jason Daniel Stone, if you want to get a Hendricks pick guard with the pickup backwards, let me know. We can build you a loaded pick guard. And if you call me or if you send me a message ahead of time, I can get you that and we could build that all in one shot. And you just pop that into your guitar. Yeah, that would be cool. It's funny. I don't really care about Marcin Murray. The world needs more green guitars, not surf green. So I didn't even see that, but the words that were about to come out of my mouth is, I do want a PRS. You know, like a fancy wood PRS. Not like, I don't need like the private reserve, whatever. I don't care about that crap. I want custom 24 or something. I just want a PRS, a regular PRS. Not like, I have a Fiore and I have a Silver Sky, but I want like a regular PRS. And if I was to get it, I didn't even see that, but I was about to say, I would get whatever fluorescent-y green, not the Paul's guitar, like muted green, some kind of bright green. That's what I would get. I like black pickguard, black guitars with a white pickguard. I will tell you, so I'm in talks right now. Well, I'm not in talks. We are doing it. We are working with Runway Audio right now to come out with a Dylan Talks Tone exclusive, which means you won't be able to get it anywhere else except for Dylan Talks Tone. Runway Audio cable color combination. And he and I discussed doing some short runs of other custom colors in the future. So, we did a survey on YouTube. To my disappointment, all y'all guitar players are boring and you want carbon. So, which you're not going to argue with me. I'm not going to argue with that because carbon fiber, everything is cool to me. So I like it. I was just hoping people could be a little more adventurous. But I think it's going to be a carbon fiber colored, guitar cable, with probably, I'm not sure yet, but I think we're going to do red shrinks and it's going to say Dylan Talks Tone on the shrink and Runway Audio on the other side. And those are going to be available on the website here pretty soon. We're working on that deal right now. And they're going to drop ship them, which means that you'll be able to order any option that you want. So they'll be on my website and that's the only place you'll be able to get them, but they're going to make them there and they're going to drop ship them. So that if you wanted 290s, that way I don't have to stock all the parts and I don't have to, you know, it makes it to where you can get whatever you want in that color combination. So 290s, two straights, you know, a silent plug, like whatever, any of that stuff. So that's going to be really, really cool. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah. Would you talk about the tiles on your wall? They're just tiles I got off of Amazon to soak up sound. It was like $35 a box. I think I've got maybe $90 worth of those on the wall. It was not expensive. And then the tiles down below are actually foam. So I don't know if you can see me do this, but they're, you push on them, they're like 1/4-inch thick foam. It's to soak up sound. Pretty cool. You guys, it's been an hour. We usually try to keep these things to an hour on the old Tuesday because I've got to go be somewhere. I appreciate all of you. This has been really fun. And these conversations, I just love having them. I love having them with you. I love having them every week. Like the gentleman said earlier, you know, sometimes you just have to have your opinion challenged and you just have to have a real conversation with a real human being. And I know that this is a podcast and I know it's not real in person, but it is close to it. That being said, we usually do our Patreon hangout every fourth Monday, which would be this coming Monday. However, I'm going to be in Colorado doing a pickup winding class at Texas Toast Guitars. So I'm going to put a note up on Patreon probably tonight, to see if anybody wants me to move our member hangout on Zoom either to Saturday night or to the following Monday, because there's 5 Mondays in April, so we'll be able to still get everything done. So we'll chat about that very soon. But anyway, thanks for hanging out. This has been great. You guys are awesome. Oh, and we have a live unboxing of a new guitar coming from the Gibson Custom Shop. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. I usually do a surprise. Maybe later tonight. Even if it's late tonight, I'm not going to want to leave it in the box till tomorrow. So I'm going to leave all this set up so that we can do a live unboxing later this evening. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you probably later this evening.